My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
If you can fade the music up really quickly, I've got a toss-up question to ask you related to the Ravens and related to the offseason, because, Rob, you remember last offseason, it was the offseason of the angry running back. All the running backs got franchise tag. They were doing Zooms. They were very unhappy with their contract. This offseason, we saw running backs kind of start to get paid a little bit, and guys got what we think is market value. Who do you like most in their new location? Is it Derrick Henry in Baltimore? Is it Saquon Barkley in Philadelphia? Or is it Josh Jacobs in Green Bay?
Ooh.
I'm going to rule Barkley out immediately. Just toss him out, because you know how I feel about Nick Sirianni. I'm not a Nick Sirianni believer. And I believe their offensive coordinator is Kellen Moore, who was the Chargers OC. And it wasn't like the Chargers were some gangbuster running the football team last year. So I think he might be utilizing the pass game, but I think he's out. I think the answer has to be Derrick Henry. If you believe there's still something left in the tank, Derrick Henry is the best running back in a new position, especially considering the way that the Ravens, stylistically, culture-wise, all those things, are a run-first football team. I think it's a lean with Henry over Jacobs, because I think Henry still has a little left in the tank, but it's one of those two. I discount Saquon pretty much immediately.
Yeah, I'm not on your side, at least when it comes to Saquon. I mean, I think if the Eagles win their division and kind of bounce back, I think they do it because Saquon returns to form. I think when he is healthy, he's the second best running back in the NFL behind Christian McCaffrey. So I think if all things are even, I actually think that it's Saquon Barkley. Henry's a really interesting choice because of how the Ravens play and the style that they want to play. We know that Baltimore is committed to running the football, and I also think a lot of those scenarios in which Lamar has usually taken off, you now got somebody that he trusts that can hand the ball off to. Both players are in a very unique situation. Derrick Henry has never been in an offense quite like the one that the Baltimore Ravens had, and Lamar has never had a run option the way that he has now with Derrick Henry. They've had some good options, but J.K. Dobbins can never stay healthy. Gus Edwards battled with injuries. Justice Hill felt like he was a little bit of a flash in the pan with them. You now got a legitimate workhorse back that you can give the ball to 250 times over the course of the year. You try to keep Lamar healthy to try to get yourself over the hump. I understand why all three of these teams made this move. Philadelphia took a step back with the run game last year. You go get Saquon Barkley. Baltimore, I think it is a direct response to how they played against Kansas City. The text line is saying, well, they got down in the game. That's why they didn't run. Baltimore's best chance of winning is not running it six times.
They're also only down one score. Like, one score is not – they weren't down 24-0.
I don't care what the time and situation is. That's not how Baltimore beats people. You know, Baltimore's way of beating you is controlling the line of scrimmage and running the football. And calling six design run plays is not how you beat anybody in the league. That's certainly not how you beat Kansas City. How you beat Kansas City is being fully who you are and playing an A-plus version of yourself. Not having Lamar throw it 37 times and running it 16 the way that they did last year in the AFC Championship game. So I think them getting Derrick Henry is a direct answer to that and getting back to foundation. You don't go get Derrick Henry to throw the ball all over the field. You go get Derrick Henry because he's a back that gets stronger as the game progresses. He gets stronger after his 15th, 20th carry. He's a guy you kind of got to feed to get going. And the more chances you give him to touch the rock, he is capable of breaking one of those and really flipping the field and turning the game over. So I think he's one of the more interesting free agent signings in the entire National Football League. After Kirk Cousins, I actually will put Derrick Henry there at number two. If this experiment works the way that I think it could work, you could be talking about a real dangerous run team come January, and it's going to be a really tough out in the Super Bowl. That's a team that's well coached. We think they can run the ball effectively, and they play really good defense. It's always going to be a battle if that's a team that you play in the postseason.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whoops. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.